The other thing we emphasized when CFC started was from Matthew chapter 5. There we saw, in Luke 14, we saw about salt. In Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the other passage of scripture we emphasized in the early days. And this is the Sermon on the Mount, the most important message that Jesus preached to his disciples. Again, very little preached, very little emphasized in much of Christendom. But why is this important? Because at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, I want you to see this very, very, very important parable that Jesus spoke at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. Please turn to Matthew 7 and verse 24, where Jesus said, he's particularly referring to these three chapters. The three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He's saying, whoever hears these words of mine, which are these words, chapter 5, 6, and 7. And then he talks about two types of people. Both hear. Listen, this is not somebody who doesn't go to church, who doesn't read the Bible, who has no interest in the things of God. No. These are two people. Both of them go to church. Both of them read the Bible. Both of them have an interest in the things of God. But the big difference between the two is this. One hears, but he goes out and does not obey it. The other hears and obeys. One person goes to church every Sunday, reads the Bible every day, doesn't obey. The other person, even if he doesn't read the Bible every day, he obeys what he does read. What is more important? Reading the Bible every day? Very good habit. I've sought to have that habit for more than 60 years. But more important than that is obeying what the Bible says. That's what Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, you've heard all these things. Now, don't think just because you've heard it and understood it, or today we can say somebody explained it, that you got it. You haven't got it. And is the difference between the man who hears and the man who obeys a very slight difference, sort of a 1 degree off? No. It's a tremendous difference. Okay. The man who hears, verse 24 to 25, but does not obey, is like a man, the man who hears but does not obey, verse 26 and 27, is like a man who built his house on sand. He said it's too much of a headache to lay a foundation here. What a lot of money, what a lot of effort. Let me make a good superstructure. Nice big building that everybody will appreciate. He was not worried about what was underground. You know, every building's got two parts. This building has got two parts. The house in which you live has got two parts. One is hidden, invisible. One is visible. And your Christian life is like that. There's an invisible part which nobody can see. Even your husband or wife cannot see it. And there's a visible part which everybody can see. The visible part is important. We must have a good testimony before men. You're the light of the world. But you know that every building, the invisible part, the foundation, is what determines whether this building will stand or not. And the more important the building, like a skyscraper, the deeper the foundation must be. And that's what Jesus was saying here. The important thing is not the impression you make with your outward Christian life on people. Is there a hidden foundation in the hidden area of your life? For the foundation, remember, is hidden. Is there a strong foundation? How do we know that? Here's the difference. If you're listening to the truths in the church, like today or any other day, and you don't take it seriously in your daily life, discipleship or anything else, you're like a person who just wants to create a good impression before people. Your private life before God, your secret thoughts, you're not bothered about. Let me tell you this in plain words. If you're more concerned about your external testimony, what other people think of your Christianity, more than what Almighty God thinks about your thought life, what Almighty God thinks about your attitudes towards people, I'll tell you what Jesus calls you. a hypocrite. One who's trying to give a good impression before people, but is not pure inwardly. More interested in the opinion of men than the opinion of God. That is the foolish man who builds on sand. He's not worried about the foundation. He says, nobody sees the foundation. Why should I be bothered about it? That's the Christian who says, nobody sees my thought life. Why should I be pure there? Nobody sees my attitude to people. Why should I be careful about that? I must be concerned that I make a good impression, that I love people, that I talk in a nice way, and everybody has a good opinion about me because they say I'm a very kind person, I'm a very gentle person, I'm a very generous person. It's easy to build up a reputation. The building. But Jesus said, if it doesn't have a foundation of obedience in the secret place where nobody sees you, obedience when you're all by yourself, in other words, how you talk to your wife at home or to your husband, not how you talk to your friends, not as important, everybody sees that. How do you talk to your wife at home? How do you talk to your children at home? Not how well you control your temper when you're in church. Everybody says about you, oh, there's a brother or sister, I never see them losing their temper. I like to see how they are at home. That's the underground part, the foundation part. Jesus said that is more important than this outward building which everybody sees. That's the point of this parable. The hidden part. You know, the Bible speaks, you know, that in a tree, the most important part is the roots. Why do you find in a storm some trees get uprooted and some trees don't get uprooted? Why is that? Has it got to do with the number of branches or leaves or fruit? No. It's got nothing to do with all that. The strength of a tree is in that which is hidden, underground. The strength of a building is in that which is hidden, underground. The roots. That tree did not get uprooted in the storm because it had strong roots. All these things are clear. And the Bible, Jesus also spoke about trees and having roots and all that. In all these things, the important thing that comes through is your hidden life is much more important than your visible life. What God thinks of your thoughts, your attitudes, and your motives. Think of three areas. Your thoughts, nobody can see them. Your attitudes to people, nobody can see that. And the motive with which you do things. There are people who preach God's word. Their motive is to make money. Their motive is to get honor. We don't know that. We may think they are wonderful people, wonderful preachers, but God sees the motive. So those three things, thoughts, attitudes, motives, are more important than the two visible things. The visible things are our words and our actions. We are very careful with our words and our actions, particularly in the midst of people whose opinion we value. Let me tell you, my brother, sister, if you fear God, you will be more interested in your thoughts which go through your mind throughout the day, which nobody can see, your attitudes towards people, particularly your attitude towards somebody who detests you or hates you or speaks evil about you. Do you have an attitude of love and compassion, forgiveness? And your motive with which you do good things. That is the mark of a person who's got a good foundation. When the storm comes, that tree will not be uprooted. Why is it when some storm comes in your life, you suddenly behave in a peculiar way, in an unchristian way? I'll tell you why. A storm, where there was no storm, your tree stood wonderfully. But a storm came into your home, and suddenly your storm came into your finances, and suddenly the tree is uprooted. Why? It's got nothing to do with your Bible knowledge. Everything was so beautiful on the outside. Your foundation was not strong. The roots were not strong. And Jesus said, this one man's house was blown up, completely destroyed, because it had no foundation. He heard, but he did not obey. The other person, he took time to build a foundation. He took many months to lay a good foundation. But by the time he was laying the foundation, the foolish man's house was complete. And in the eyes of the world, that man looked wise because with very little money, he built a house. Well, this man is still struggling with the foundation. Everybody thought he was foolish. But wait till the storm comes. Wait till the flood comes. Then you discover who is wise or foolish. Wait till the time comes, some storm comes into your life. Some calamity. That is the day you will know how deep your foundation is. Not when everything is going smoothly and everybody is saying nice things about you. No. And in future storms that come in the future, for example, even in your place of work, some difficult situation comes where you are tempted to compromise and give up your Christian convictions because you want to preserve your job. Your boss tells you to tell a lie. You know you can make a little more lie. You can make a little more money by cheating on your taxes, by not revealing all your income. These are little things. Who will discover it? Even the IRS will not discover it, if you're clever. But God sees those things. Those are the things that make a difference between a true man of God and a woman of God and someone who's just an outward Christian. And we want in our churches people who are wholehearted, whose Christianity is seen in the foundation, in the roots, and in the places where nobody sees them, in their home.